Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy, Cash, chilling as usual. Got my man, Father Time, on here. Time, what's good, brother?
What's cracking, Doc?
Chilling, we chilling. You know how we do on a Wednesday. Janine, what's up, sweetheart?
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going good.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Man, this has been an extra long day. You know what I'm saying? Pipes busting on the motherfucker. Oh, boy. I couldn't wait to get home and kick back, relax, and get on Sin City. You know, I know I got to kick back and relax, you know. I said that I was not going to be an antagonist on this show anymore. But I'm lying. Y'all know I am, so fuck it. All right, check this out, dog.
Let me hold on, man. Hold on before you start, dog. Let me apologize to Selena. She got mad at me last night.
I was just playing. Motor mouth.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You got mad at me. Hung up on me.
Well, that ain't nothing new. But anyway. All right, Janine, let me ask you this. Now, we gonna... Okay. Me and my guy, we was kicking it. Oh, wait a minute. Before I even go in there... Or even go into this. I got put in a group the other day on Facebook. I normally delete myself out of groups that, you know, people just randomly put me in because I don't be knowing nothing. You know, like, okay, why the hell am I in this group? You know, but shouts out to Let's Talk About It. That's a good group, y'all. Good group. They fun. Bunch of fun people in there. Grown folks conversations, like I told them, they welcome to come to Sin City any given time, kick back, relax, have some fun with us. Now, with that being said, I've seen some things up in there. I've seen a topic in there that somebody posted, and I'm kind of curious. I said I wanted to bring it on the show because I was kind of curious, you know, how women think about it. All right, Janine.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Give me the lies females tell a man. I mean, I know me and my man Timer, we can think of 100 of them. But I was looking on their page, and oh my God. Well, women come up with some of the damnedest lies.
I mean, about just about anything.
Okay, this is in city, so you know we gonna talk about it, the sexual thing. You ain't trying to fuck this nigga. You ain't trying to fuck this brother, but you don't want to let him down nicely. What's the first lie you come up with?
Mm, Of course, I used to work a lot.
Work, okay. All right, that's a good one. Not dog. Here's the one that I think.
I'm ahead of you, man. I'm ahead of you, dog. I know the one that I got probably 100 times throughout my life. I'm on my period.
Oh, that's ding, 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 ding. That's, I could get to the damn ding bell quick enough. That's the number one answer. I'm on my period. Really? And then here's the part that gets me, because they get talking about they on their period. Then they forget that they done told you, then the period come around for real.
Right.
Then they want to come, I show you the pad. Bitch, you shouldn't have lied the first time.
Right, like how you get a period 3 times in the same month? Who does that?
I don't know. Something wrong. You know, something wrong with it. I don't know.
I count the days. Nah, I count the days. I've counted the days on a woman before, dog. I called up this girl. She said, I'm on my period. I called her exactly 8 days later. Well, I mean, I called her, you know what I'm saying, within those 8 days. But I'm like, yeah, you coming over to the crib on the 8th day? She said, I'm still on my period. I don't want a period last no 8 motherfucking days. Come on, man.
She bleeding heavy.
Man, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got a heavy flow this month. My flow is heavy. I'm still spotty. Get the fuck. If you don't want to give me none, just don't lie to me. Just say you don't want to give me none.
Yeah.
You got to lie for.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I'm with you on that one. But now, here's the one that I like. When you didn't call to talk to a dude. And called to talk to a dude. And you like, I know you done fucked this motherfucker. I ain't fucked him. He just ate my pussy. Really? Really?
Hey, I've known somebody that happened to, dog.
Man, you're not going to tell me that lie.
I'm serious, dog. No lie, man. He ate it for like 2 hours. And then fucked. She would not give him no pussy. None. For 2 hours, dog, while I was at work. I was like, man, you ain't here? He was like, no. I'm like, well, what's the purpose of doing it?
No.
Straight up,
I'm
a 2 hours.
Men do that all the time.
That's not
men
true.
What?
Men, that is
men
not true.
Men do that all the time. It is true.
No, it is not. It is not
yes,
true.
Yes, it is. Yes, it men. Is.
Men do not. I mean, first of all, let's see. Okay, let me try to put it in layman's terms. In the case of giving head, like you sucking dick. Now, in that case, you got to know that you working for a cause. You working for a purpose. I mean, you know, once he nut, he gonna have to take. He gonna have to rejuvenate. Now, y'all ain't got to do that. I mean, shit, y'all can. That hole's still open. We still can get in now. So I think you're comparing apples and oranges with that. That's just my belief.
I'm just saying, your ass do it get done. It does get done without the man fucking. That's all I'm saying. She might not want to fuck him. She might want to fuck the next person, but I'm just
right.
saying.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, now, see, now we're on the same page.
But there are men who will eat the woman's pussy and the woman will not give them none. That's what I'm saying.
I know somebody that happened to. I know somebody I've seen it.
Well, okay, now in his defense, he was kind of slow, though.
Oh, goodness.
But he was kind of slow.
Well, before we move on, we got people listening. If y'all want to join the conversation, just push one and we'll bring you in.
Bring
well, he was a little mental, but still though, man. I mean, I hate to say stuff like this, man, but something's got to give. You got to. I can't do it. I'm not going to be down there for no 2 hours, and I ain't getting nothing. I'm not getting nothing out the deal. Nothing. for the wet ass face. That's it.
That's it. That's all.
Sometimes men know they ain't got no dick.
Huh? Wait, I'm
just
kidding.
There are men that don't have no big dick. They don't have no dick to give. Shit. So they give what they do best.
No, I'm saying, well, no, I think you misunderstand. What I'm saying is, if you go down there and do that, if you do it,
mm-hmm.
you're not getting, as a man, you're not getting any enjoyment out of it. You're not.
Well, you might not be, but it happens.
Right. So I'm saying, if I'm going to do it, I mean, you got to give me something at the end. I need a prize.
I hear you, Fred.
Gonna be some furniture moving up in that motherfucker. I'm telling you, we gonna be prize, moving some furniture prize. One way or another. It's gonna be some furniture moving. Good thing or bad thing, but I'm not gonna be down there for no 2 hours again. I can't even get one off. I got to go jack off at the end. No.
Nah, that is unfair. That's totally unfair.
Selfish as hell, man.
Nah, I'm gonna go back to one when we were kids. I'm gonna go back to one in our teenage years when she fucked around and went out and cheated on you, and you know, motherfucker, to put a hickey on her. The curlers fell on my neck. Dude, the curlers fell on my neck and burnt me right there. That ain't no burn mark. That's a fucking hickey. And the motherfucker told me that once, man. I damn near died. I'm like, really? This is what the fuck you gonna tell me? The curl has burnt your neck. Yo, well, hey, nothing but that fucking long.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even roll that
man.
Shit with rice.
I had a motherfucker come up to me. I really like this girl, man. I really liked her. And she had a hickey and tried to hide the motherfucker with toothpaste. What's the white spot on your neck? Like, I'm not going to notice that. I'm, you know what I'm saying? I went straight in. I concentrated right on that little spot right there on your. What is that? Now, why would you even come around me?
Makes no sense. Maybe he is faster.
Somebody must have told her that shit because I've heard that before, too. I'm like, this motherfucker got a hickey on her neck.
But it don't hide it, but it's supposed to make it heal faster.
That's crazy as hell. I'm straight. Fuck you. Go ahead. I'm straight on that one.
Well, man. I mean, you hey.
Better shit than that.
I'm yeah, man. It, hey. The motherfuckers. Here's a good one right here. I'm 100% sure it's your baby. I ain't fuck nobody else. That's the one now. Now, my problem with that one now, if this your lady, your main woman, that's okay. That's cool. I can understand you saying that. But if you like, okay, you got friends, I got friends, and you just came up, I'm pregnant. But, be a woman. Just be, well, I did fuck Randy too. Come on, why you gonna sit there and tell me it's mine?
Well, that's y'all problem too. Y'all be believing y'all women too.
That's a
well. You would
up.
Think you could believe a motherfucker on some shit like
that's
that.
That's a fucked up thing.
You're
not supposed. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, dog. You're not supposed to believe your woman.
I know a lot of women did that shit to their fucking husband. Shit, and they wasn't even the father. Shit.
So, being you was together, I shouldn't believe you.
I'm saying y'all shouldn't believe everything people tell y'all. That's all I'm trying to say.
I guess
you need to know your relationship you in and stop, because I know a lot of women shit that lied and was getting they was fucking around.
Let me ask you a question, Janine. Let me ask you a question. Okay,
yeah.
We in a relationship. We together. We've been together about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
You come and say, hey, baby, I'm pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna believe you.
Why I know
shouldn't
you
I
are.
Believe you?
I know you are. That's what I'm telling you. I know you are. Y'all
so you
always
saying,
do.
So if my wife comes to me and say I'm pregnant, I'm supposed to be like, well, we need a DNA test.
I don't know what you.
That's what you're telling me.
I'm just telling you that there are a lot of women out there that lie. Y'all may think they don't, but they do. And it don't matter. Y'all look at it. I'm just saying, y'all looking at it as, oh, because I'm in this serious relationship. She wouldn't do this. Yes, she would.
Okay, so once again, what you saying is that if a motherfucker tell you they pregnant, every man should go get a blood test.
That's what I tell my sons. I don't give a fuck you married or not. I want to see a DNA test.
Wow. Public service announcement.
Don't get Jean pregnant. Shit, that's a public service announcement. Not get her fucking pregnant.
Who?
The owl? Shit, this motherfucker talking about Jean. Okay.
But the thing with me is, I wouldn't mind if you asked for one. That's the whole difference.
You wouldn't be
because I want you to be sure. If you feel like you have any doubts with me, that's what I'm saying. Y'all feel like y'all shouldn't because, oh, y'all going to hurt her feelings. Y'all going to make her think like, but in all reality, that's the whole thing why y'all don't, why a lot of women know that y'all not going to do it. They use that against y'all, is what I'm saying. Baby, come out black as hell. You light skin. Oh, she look like my low.
You are not the
Yes, I'm not.
Okay, so so pretty much, you saying that any motherfucking man. If a man had any kids, he should be trying to get a blood test.
If that's his choice, I feel like he should if he got that.
Okay. You're trying to start some shit now. My daughter's 20 years old, and I'm doing a blood test. I'm about to test some shit up in this motherfucker. He's been lying to me for 20 years.
Oh, goodness. I mean, how many times have you had saw that happen for people? Motherfuckers been taking care of kids 15 years old, then they found out they ain't the father.
I see that shit on Maury all the time.
Right in the crack of your ass, my foot will find its place.
I'm just saying.
People always say, well, she looked just like me. She looked just like me. And sometimes they're not even the father. That's what I'm saying.
I say that shit all the time. I say that all the time.
Okay. Now, I understand your point because, like I said, I was in a situation before where they swore up and down, and dog, you did too. You even said, man, that baby do look like you. That baby do look like you. And that baby was nowhere near mine.
I'm not saying every woman is a liar. I'm saying you're in a relationship. I'm just saying if you're in a relationship.
You're breaking all the women rules.
Okay.
You're breaking women laws like a motherfucker.
Well, if you're in a relationship, you have doubts. I don't see why you shouldn't be able to get no DNA test.
You know what? I agree with what you just said. If you have doubts.
Yeah. If
you,
you
don't
have
doubts, no doubts.
Then you go back. Then that's fine. You do what you choose to do.
Man, do you know how many people, how many female listeners we didn't probably just lost? They probably like, hey, honey, come listen to this show with me. Well, then you just got to talk, and they just dropped the phone. Oh, goddamn, this motherfucker. No. Wait a minute. Hey, turn that show back on. Turn the show back on.
I'm over here questioning like a motherfucker now, man. It got me thinking about some shit. It did break up for a minute.
I mean, for y'all, it's different. For y'all, it's different. I mean, hell, we have the kids. We know it's ours. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Mama's baby, but, daddy's maybe.
But y'all, you know, y'all ain't ever sure. And I would never want nobody to sit down. You know, it be people in relationships. They be doubting they do be the father. You know what I'm saying? But they didn't doubt it, so they didn't. My thing is, if you doubt, I want you to be sure that it's yours. You know what I'm saying? I don't see why it's a problem for the man to ask for a DNA test. I just don't. I mean, everybody go through shit in their relationship. I mean, it's a lot of people in different relationships. I know everybody don't cheat. I'm not saying that. But it's a lot of cases where people do. And my thing is, if you know you done cheated, he done cheated, whatever. Why get mad when he try to ask for a DNA test and you know you cheated? You see what I'm saying? The whole reason why she getting mad is because she doubted. She doubted. You see what I'm saying? She don't want to really know if it's his or not. Because, see, if it's not his, it's a big chance. Not to say that he will leave, but, you know, they be trying to hold relationships together by the child. You see what I'm saying?
I'm gone.
Oh, I'm pregnant
I'm
now.
Ghost. I'm ghost.
Man, wait a minute. But now, I can understand what you're saying, because I'm going to tell you, and, dog, you remember when I got the results back. You remember that. This motherfucker looked me square in my face and said, nah, they lying. They lying. It said 99.9% that I'm not the father. Like, that 0.1 really meant something. Like, well, you know, that 0.1, it is a 0.1 chance you could be.
Because it's either sometimes they just really want to be with that guy, or, you know, they'll say whatever, some of them. Whatever reason. Or, hell, some of them don't want their relationship to end. So maybe so, like, having these kids will bring their family together.
Somebody else.
Wait, exactly. How the fuck you didn't think this relationship was going in?
I had one friend who had a vasectomy. And told him he was the father.
I know swear to fucked up motherfucker.
He was the most foolish I've ever
seen. Oh, wait a minute. Whoa. Back up. He took care of his kid?
Yeah.
Man.
Walking around and we all looking like, you know, and the girls, we gonna look at you like, you is stupid as hell. And he looking at us and he talking about the baby. I mean, it ain't the baby's fault. So, you know, he loved the baby just the same. Baby don't look nothing like him. He light skinned. She died. I mean, they just, and it's just obvious. It'd be obvious shit.
Well, see, now, in his case, I don't want to call him a stupid motherfucker, but goddamn, he knew for a fact that the baby wasn't his. There wasn't no shadow of a doubt.
No, he was telling people that I don't know what happened, because she had been talking to him so much. She had been got him to believe that it was a possibility that his vasectomy procedure didn't go right. So some sperm must have came through.
Yeah, okay.
I'll try to say.
Did he ask for a test?
Yes, they deserve to die. I hope they burn in hell. I'm shooting this, man. Dude, I swear to God, if you try, I mean, you got a better chance of telling me, look, baby, I'm sorry, I fucked up. Please forgive me. But if you going to sit there, now I'm sitting there looking at you. Now, I know I done went and got my nuts cut.
Mm-hmm.
And you going to look at me and say, well, it's a chance. No, bitch, that's why I went and got these nuts cut. So it wouldn't be a chance. Man, I'm telling you, dog, that right there, that was right there. Y'all, and I know, let me, PSA, we don't condone hitting women or nothing like that, violent nature, but I would have kicked her ass.
Well, they was
okay,
for a long time.
He put the baby, I got to know, he put the baby in his name.
Yes, they married. They were married. They weren't, like, dating. And when you marry, the baby goes in your name.
Dude, Just imagine, you done got your nuts cut, dog. You done got your nuts cut. You sitting there, you watching the motherfucking, you watching the Timberwolves play, and she walk in, baby, baby, I got something to talk to you about. I'm pregnant. Now, she know you the one got this vasectomy. Now, what do you even say? Thurman? But he done got speechless. I'm sorry. I can't. No. No, no, no. That would send me over. I'm Janine. I don't know if you still talk to these people, but if you do, you need to just tell him, like, you a stand up. Motherfuckers in the city think you're just a stand up guy. Mm-hmm. Because there's no fucking way that you could sit there and tell me that, well, maybe the procedure didn't go right. Okay. You know what? I'm a human.
Hey, can you hear me now? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, we can hear you.
Man, this goddamn regular ass Bluetooth shit, man. I don't like this shit no more. I'm talking like a motherfucker, like, yeah, they act like they don't hear me.
But now, okay, I would humor. Okay, bitch, I'm going to humor you. I'm going to go, let's go to the doctor. Let's see what the doctor says.
I mean, that's just not like me. The doctor going to say exactly what she wants him to hear. And just like when women go to get their tubal ligation, it's a 95% chance. Instead of 5% chance, we can get pregnant.
Okay, that's just like old girls.
It's the same.
Okay, that's just like old girls. The paper said 99.9% of the time.
Exactly.
So you really think you going to argue with me that 0.1%?
That's what she did. Like, it's a miracle.
Hey, man, I'm gonna tell you like this, man.
The doctor ain't gonna get into it with you. He's like, look, he was throwing his hands up. Like, I ain't got
to deal
with it.
You know what I would do in that situation, man? If I had a vasectomy and she came and said she was pregnant, I'm gonna introduce her to her baby daddy. Because it must be God, because she slipped it down. She ain't cheap. So God got her pregnant. So I'm going to introduce her.
So you married her.
I kill your ass. I kill her ass, man. I know I can't get you pregnant. It's a medical fact.
Can you imagine what the more African the doctors like Dr. Jacoby? You want to put me into this shutdown? No.
Hey, we got a new caller, man. Bring in the caller, dog. Bring in the caller, man.
Okay, hold on one second. God damn. Do.
I'm going to kill my ass, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I'm going to jail, man.
Because
you're making me look like I'm a fool. You trying to treat me like I'm a damn fool.
Okay. Caller, what's happening?
What up with it?
Who this, Drew?
Yeah.
What's happening, Drew?
Tell.
All right, man. Check this out, man. We got this topic going on right now. Let's just say you had a vasectomy, right?
Yeah.
Now, your old lady know you wouldn't have this vasectomy. Now, she comes sitting next to you. You're watching the game. You're chilling. You're watching the Pacers. Oh, boy. Paul George just came back. They win it. And she say, I need to talk to you.
Uh-huh.
And she tell you, I'm pregnant.
All right.
Now, she tell you, I'm pretty sure you feeling the same way me and Father Time is right now. But she tell you, well, Maybe they botched your vasectomy, because I ain't had sex with nobody else. Right. What do you say, brother?
Shit, it got to be Zeus's baby, because it got to be a god or something.
I told you.
And this show ain't mine.
Oh, shit.
Man, I'm telling you, man. God got her pregnant, so I'm going to introduce her to her baby daddy.
How you going to do that?
I'm going to kill her ass. And she might not even go to heaven. Bitch might go to hell.
So where you think you going if you kill her?
I don't give a fuck. Fuck it.
I'll
meet you when I get there.
You ain't got no kids.
Oh, boy.
And you get down and like, get me away from that bitch. I'm about to kill her ass again.
Yeah. They going to be breaking up a fight now. I didn't know when you die, you close your eyes, you open them. Where am I? Hell. All right. I'm here for eternal damnation. But I just got one question. One question. Is that bitch here? Is that bitch here? Okay. I'm telling you, die. Hey. That motherfucker be, hey. Devil be making a phone call. Hey, God, can I send him up there? Because he's just too, he out here, sorry. He's kicking in doors looking for this bitch. Now, you the reason I'm here now, bitch, because you did that fucking line. I'm there, shit. We here the rest of our fucking life. Hey, we here for eternal damnation. Me breaking my foot off of your ass.
Every day, forever.
Oh my goodness.
You the reason I'm here, bitch.
I ain't even got no balls. You talking about you pregnant? My balls
right.
I done
cut my nuts
pregnant.
6 months ago, and you talking about you pregnant? Yeah, okay.
Me and trying to convince me that as a 0.01% chance. Get the fuck out of here. I'm
now
about to point your ass.
Let's ask Drew, have you ever heard situations where, and I mean even where guys have not had a vasectomy, but they've been with women, and I mean in relationships, and they woman was pregnant about somebody else?
Drew, that's to you.
Oh, he's still here.
He's here.
He
must be.
Hey,
I'm here.
Can you hear me? Yeah,
I can hear you.
Yeah, my bad. I had hit the mute button on accident. Hey, but I got an incident when I was in Fort Stewart back in 91. I was in the military, and we had just got back from Saudi Arabia, the Desert Storm. And it was this guy in my unit, you know what I'm saying? His wife had got pregnant by this other guy. You know what I'm saying? While we was gone over there. So when we got back, you know what I'm saying? She was like, you know the months and everything was different. We was gone like 9 months. You know what I'm saying? About 6 months. We was gone between 6 to 9 months. And you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the way she was pregnant was like 5 months. So we knew it wasn't his. So, you know what I'm saying? He was gone. You know what I'm saying? So, man, let me tell you what this motherfucker do. This nigga kills his wife, chops her up in pieces, and left her in the goddamn closet. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, he going to work every day, coming to work every day, like ain't shit happened. And his wife in the motherfucker's closet chopped the fuck up. Man, that shit fucked all of us up because when we found out, we like, damn, this motherfucker that killed his wife. And he just come to formation every morning like ain't shit happened. I was like, damn.
You know what? He was wrong. Okay.
That, but I was like, God damn.
Yeah, he was wrong for it, but God damn.
Yeah, he was wrong, but that's how people act when they don't got no remorse. They be feeling like she deserved that shit.
Hell yeah.
Did she have a baby?
Did
she already have a baby, or did he do them both?
No, she was pregnant. She was pregnant. That motherfucker probably slept for 11 words right now. Hey, I'm telling you.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
Hey, how's this thought process for real?
Exactly.
Well, yeah, that nigga.
All right, I was just bullshitting. I was just playing. Oh, <man. laughs> This motherfucker was for real.
See you in hell. Hey, he brought a new definition of shit in hell, bitch. So you in hell.
Hey, but it was a lot of people that was like that though, man. You know what I'm saying? End up pregnant by other men while their husbands over here fighting for the country.
Yeah.
See, that's
hey, you know what? When I was in the Marines, man, that happened to one of my partners. He was messing around with a married woman and got her pregnant. And then the husband got back and tried to kill his ass. They both went to prison.
Yeah.
Both of them went to prison.
Now, see, Drew, I got to, because 91 was not a good year then, because that's the same year that shit happened to me.
No, 91 was a bad year.
Man, that bitch walked me dead square in my face. Looked me dead. But here's the clincher, and I think I've said this before on the show. She never told the baby she wasn't mine.
Damn.
I seen the kid about what? I want to say what, 3, 4, maybe 5 years ago. And she ran up to me and was like, look, I've been wanting to tell you this since the day I met you. From the day I was born and now, I don't need you. I don't give a fuck about you. And I'm looking at this little girl like I said, whoa, hold on. Oh, you ain't got to say shit to me, motherfucker. You ain't shit. You never been shit. I said, hold on.
Mama been feeding her all kind of shit.
Dude, and I'm looking at her auntie like, what the fuck is this little girl talking about? And the auntie looking like, oh, shit. I said, baby girl, I know you hurting, and I know that this is terrible, but I'm not your daddy. The little girl looked at me and was like, you damn right you not my daddy. You ain't shit to me. I said, no, we took the blood test. I'm not your father. Man, she looked back at her auntie like, is he telling the truth? She's like, you need to go talk to your mama.
Yeah. That's the only part that can explain that one.
Dude, I'm sitting there like, what the fuck? Like, man, y'all never told this little girl? Man, I felt bad because the little girl just bust out. She was trying to apologize to me, but then she just bust out crying. So I just hugged her and told her, you know, everything would be okay. I ain't paying no child support. I ain't paying none of that shit. Get that out your back.
What the hug was for? What the hug was for?
I just felt bad, man. I felt bad because, you know, but I ain't paying the goddamn thing. Shit, you got me fucked up.
Man, that shit. I got a similar story. It ain't quite like that, but I was in Mississippi. This girl, we had sex one time, and I know I used a condom. You know what I'm saying? She even said this shit to me afterwards. She's like, you had a condom on. She said she was pregnant, right? She said she was only fucking two guys, me and some other dude she was messing with. The other dude took the DNA test. And it came back, it wasn't his. I didn't go take the motherfuckers. I knew I had a condom on. I was like, fuck that. I ain't going. And to this day, she swear to God, that's my baby. I was like, okay, well, I ain't going to never know. I ain't going to get no DNA test, none of that shit. My test was I knew I had a condom on, and you agreed, so I'm good. Shit.
Guess we'll never know.
Well, ain't going to never know.
See, that's that bullshit, man. Then you got these kids want to take us on Maury Povich and shit like that. And you like, I'm like Bernie Mac on Soul Man. Odetta didn't tell me nothing. I don't know nothing. I'm not doing it, man. I'm sorry. A motherfucker is not, hey, man, I'm not doing it. Fuck that bullshit ain't nothing. But I'm just saying, so, like, all right, Drew, so with that being said, okay, would you, I mean.
So let me ask, if you felt like you had doubt, don't you feel like you have the right to get a DNA test, even if you marry or date, you know, in a relationship with the person? Don't you feel like you have a right to get a DNA test?
I don't.
I don't agree with that either. Mm-mm.
You don't agree with getting one even if you have that?
I just don't want to know, period.
Oh, you just have to know.
Hey, Drew, I'm going to put a I'm going to put a public service announcement out there, and I'm going to put you into this public service announcement with us. If you get pregnant by me right now, you're fucked. I'm not taking care of you. I'm not taking care of your kid. I'm not taking care of nothing. I'm not buying no Pampers.
Oh,
I'm telling you, if you better get the day after pill or whatever, the morning after, whatever the fuck that pill called, a shot or something. I'm not taking care of no more kids.
Man, I feel you on that, bro.
Drew, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You said you didn't take the test, right? What if she came with you with child support? Would y'all took the test then?
Hell no. I told her I would cuss that bitch. How you gonna give me child support? You ain't even proved I'm even the daddy. What the fuck?
Well, that's what they gonna do. I mean, that was...
Hey, now, Drew, I know a motherfucker that didn't even know until he got his check. He was like, what the fuck is this? Child support? I ain't got a fucking kid. Fuck you, man. Dude.
You about the guy in Chicago that he was just a good friend of the lady, and she put his name on the motherfucker birth certificate. This motherfucker paid child for it, and it ain't even his baby. She said it ain't his baby, and he know it ain't his baby, but he got to pay child for it. She put his name on birth certificate.
That's why the motherfucker's being hacked up and put in the closet now. I'm telling you, man.
He can go to court and take care of that.
I mean, that's the court is the one that motherfucker ordered him to pay the child.
Right, the court the one that told him to pay it.
Yeah, the court the one that told him to pay it.
He should have asked for the test. He should have been like, hey, it ain't mine.
How did his name get on the birth certificate? He had
to put it on there.
She put his name on no birth certificate.
I mean, this was all on Facebook and the news and everything. She put his name on there, on the birth certificate, signed his name on the birth certificate, and said
hey,
he's the daddy.
Now she can put him as the alleged father that's what happened to me. But she didn't put. Let me tell you how dirty this motherfucker was, dog. I got to tell you how dirty this motherfucker was. Now, this motherfucker then told me that this was my baby, right? Okay, fine. You know, now I got to explain to, at the time, my girlfriend at the time, I had to explain to her, you know, like, damn, I got a baby, you know? So we get down there. They say my name. No, I take that back. They say her name. She say yes. Motherfucker looked at me and was like, I ain't gonna call dude whole name out, but they was like Anthony H. I said, who? They was like, you're not Anthony H? Hell no, my name ain't no damn Anthony H. The lady looked at me and was like, yeah, well, I guess he's gonna want a blood test. So I'm looking at this bitch like, man, who the fuck is Anthony H? You know what she told me? My mama must have wrote his name down. How the fuck your mama know who was putting dick up in you?
That's what I'm saying.
Dog. Dude walked right up to me and was like, what's up? I said, hey, what's happening? He was a friend of my uncle's. He walked up to me and was like, so you know, he said my name. And I'm like, yeah, what's happening? He was like, oh, so you her baby daddy. Wait a minute, hold on.
Is this the real baby daddy?
Yeah, this the real baby daddy. So I'm looking at him, and I said, man, you know me? He said, no, but I know about you. He said, ain't not. He said, this is his words to me. He said, dog, I ain't got no beef with you. Didn't rape her. You know what I'm saying? Hey, she gave it to you. My problem with her. He was like, oh, I've been knew about you. He said, I knew that you fucked her on my birthday.
God,
he was like, the
damn.
No, this is what he told me. He said, the fucked up part is that I'm looking in the window. I see the silhouette going up and down. I said, wow. He said, so from that
in the window.
Man, I don't know shit. I can tear that ass up too, but never mind. Man, this motherfucker told me what type of positions I put her in and everything.
God damn, that nigga was watching. Was he jacking off too? God damn.
I don't know. But he said when she came back and said she was pregnant, she said she told him, you better go call old boy and tell him, you better tell dude that you was fucking on your birthday.
Dang,
now,
that's messed up right there.
Take in mind, I seen her. I seen her. She was six months pregnant. 6 months pregnant. I said, damn. I mean, I rubbed her stomach and everything. I said, damn, girl. You big. That motherfucker smiled. Didn't say shit. Man, I'll be goddamn. She waited till that baby was 6 months, and that's when she called me. Man,
damn.
You need to. I'm like, need to talk. And I'm going to tell you how dirty father time them is. Yeah, man, it looks just like you. Yeah, man. Yeah. Looks just like you.
Hey, but did it look like you for real, though?
No. I didn't see none of it. I didn't see the resemblance. So you know the first thing you do after that, what's the first thing you do? To your mama.
Yeah, that's what I did to my mama. I showed her the picture. She's like, that boy look like me. I said the same thing, ma.
See, my mama the type, she's not going, my mama the type is not going to say a whole lot, but I know the gestures. When I said,
yeah.
I said, here go the baby mom, she was like, mm-hmm. When I heard that, mm-hmm, like, this ain't my baby.
Hey, so what do y'all think about these women that's out here that, you know, the man thinking, let the man think that the baby his, and when he get 18, to find out it ain't his. You know what I'm saying? What kind of shit that is?
You know what? I think them bitches should be executed.
I'm a firing squad. Just in front of a firing squad.
See you in hell, bitch. See you in hell.
18 years you pay child support. This about find out who they ate your child. God damn.
I'm telling you. Because when we went to court, I mean, when they told us, they said that they told her, if this not his baby, you know, because, you know, I kept all my receipts and shit. They was like, I could get my money back from her because, you know, all this stuff was bought under false pretense.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But you know what? I looked at it and I said, you know what? I'm going to chalk this up as me doing something nice for a kid.
Hell no, fuck that.
I didn't.
Man, fuck that, bro. 18, motherfucker, it's all kind of shit.
I wanted
all type of shit, man.
No, dude, she was only one, man. She was only one.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't say, God damn.
Say, oh, hell no. 18
hell
no.
18 years? Hell no,
because
I had to pay child support
13
years for my son. And that shit,
woo-wee. Oh, yeah, man. I've been paying child support since 1995. I'm such a veteran of that game. It don't make no damn sense.
I get mad as a motherfucker when these other men out here that got his baby, babies and shit, ain't paying no child. I'm like, oh, hell no. If I got to pay, everybody got to pay. Fuck that.
Man, I be wanting to tell so bad. Hey, Drew, I be wanting to spit so bad. I be wanting to go down there like he ain't paying. He ain't paying.
Shit. Fuck that.
I be wanting to tell on their ass so motherfucking bad.
Yeah,
he ain't paying.
Yeah.
You know what pissed me off about shit like that? I hate the motherfuckers that complain. They paying like $12, and they complain. You paying $12 a month, and that's too much.
I'm with you on that one, dog. I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that one, dog. For real.
Man, that shit bothers me, man.
Yeah, that shit bothered me too. Cause I had to pay $410 a month. 14. I'll never forget that number. Like my prison number.
Oh, mine was 310. Mine was 310, and that shit was a motherfucker,
yeah.
Man.
Hell
that's
yeah,
a lot
that
of years.
$300
a month, man.
Whew.
That's a lot of years.
Man.
And you got these motherfuckers, man, paying $25 a month. Man, they just took, they hit me up for child support. How much? Man, they took $25 out of my check for child support. You complaining?
Man, the Buccaneers.
Can I double that up? Yeah.
Right. If I can get one check, one, I'm paying for three kids. Well, two now, because that other one, they got grown. But I was paying for three kids. Three kids.
See, that ain't bad, though. That ain't bad. How much you paying for three altogether?
Shit. Okay. Well, now, since they done dropped one, I'm at two something. But when I had all three, I was pushing close to four.
Man, I was paying 14 for one. I ain't got but one child. That's it.
God damn.
He filed in Tennessee, Chattanooga. Yeah, them motherfuckers try to break the shit out of me.
Man.
Well, you must have had a decent ass job. You had to have a decent ass job.
Yeah, I was in the military. I was in the military.
And see what was mine, and I will say this much, that one of my kids' mother, she refused to take me back. She said, as long as I keep going, we can keep it as is. Now, man, I've been to court 100 times.
Hold that thought, man. We got a new caller, man. Hold that thought. I don't know who this is, but caller, what's happening? Who this?
This is Mia.
Okay, what's good, Mia?
I had to get in on this conversation.
Yeah, we talking about your people.
Complaining?
Motherfucker, what you mean? Complaining? Shit. Complaining?
Well, I hear the violin.
You must. Okay. Hey, Drew.
You gotta pay.
Yeah.
Drew, get her, Drew. I don't even know what she's talking about. Complaining. Shit. You damn right I'm complaining. I'm telling you, I'll be wanting to tell on motherfucker.
Shit, I swear. I know
what
this motherfucker is. He been working in this motherfucker 2 years, hell. He play poker with me on Fridays, motherfucker. Shit, I'm telling
you. Well, yeah. You wanna know where he at? I ain't gonna tell on no murder, but I will tell on the child support. I know where he is. I know where he worked. Hey, he worked right next to me.
Yeah, that mother makes $14 an hour. I know everything. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hey, I figure out how they do it, man. I figure out how they get away with it. Most dudes, like if they a senior, they use their son, man. They get a job as their son, junior.
Oh,
really?
I know motherfuckers that done that, man. I know motherfuckers that motherfucker got a job, was like 3 years behind, and he filled out the application as his motherfucking son. And I hired it. He's a friend of mine.
And you hired the motherfucker.
I hired the motherfucker, man. He filled out the application as junior, as his son, because they got the same name.
You know what, man? You know what? Hold up, man. All bullshit. So I think my daddy did that. I'm serious. Man, I'm going to tell you, man. I got other siblings. Man, I remember. And see, that show you how dumb I was. I was so damn loyal to his ass. And I seen, me and my mother was in the store, and we seen my other siblings' mothers. They like, we need to get together and just all go down there and take his ass for child support. All of us. You know, here I am. I just went to the payphone. Dad, they finna get you. This motherfucker, he done broke out. He done broke out and quit his job, changed his name. I'm like, really? When the fuck did they start calling you Bobby? Bobby? Man, this motherfucker, I should have been told shit. I fucked up my money.
Let me ask you a question.
I know motherfucker did that.
Like, when I went to child support court, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was paying, like, me and her had an agreement. You know, so I was paying her $350 a month. You know what I'm saying? She was in the military, too, so she got orders to go to Germany. So she was like, "What's it? This motherfucker might not pay me since I'm in Germany." So that's why she went filed child support on me. You know what I'm saying? We was doing good. Just be giving her money order every month. So we go to court.
One thing.
We go to court. This motherfucker actually put me a year in the rear. I said, "How the fuck you put me a year in the rear? And we just now coming to court automatically." He's like, "Man, that's how they do it in Tennessee." I was like, "That's some bullshit right there." I'm automatically.
No, they do that everywhere, bro.
No, they do. Yeah, they
bullshit.
It ain't just Tennessee. They do it everywhere.
Automatically, though?
Automatically. No. Motherfucker told me. I'm like, look. That my very first child, I said, I mean, and then they give you this big ass pamphlet to fill out to tell you all the shit that you didn't, Man, that motherfucker didn't even look at it. I said, are you at least gonna look at it? I don't need it. What the fuck you give it to me for?
Yeah, I know about that pamphlet. That pamphlet ain't no joke. Cause I had to fill it out too, answering questions. Well, what the hell? I gotta answer questions for?
Man, yeah, I'm gonna tell that to you.
I mean, fine. I'm gonna tell you how that. I was in that same situation, right? Me and my daughter's mother, we had an agreement. You know what I'm saying? If you don't take me for child support, I won't take you for visitation.
Right.
You know what I mean? Let's just keep it at that.
Right.
This slick motherfucker, she waited till I moved out of state and took me to court. Right. I'm at the crib chilling. I get a knock on the door. It's the motherfucking sheriff. I'm like, what the fuck? This motherfucker said, you've been served, right? They served me with papers. So I call her. She don't have an answer to the phone. So now she's going to court down there. I'm going to court here. And them motherfuckers put me in the rear, man.
Yeah.
So started me all the way over. My daughter was two years behind.
Yeah.
I was like, this some bullshit. And we had a fucking agreement.
Yeah.
Man, them motherfuckers, they ain't loyal, man. Them motherfuckers do anything for that damn dollar.
Yeah, they fucked me,
man,
up.
I was
like,
hot.
I was living in Mississippi, and she filed in Tennessee, right? So she told him I was living in Mississippi. You know what I'm saying? I was like, and when I went to court, I told him that. All right. So they folks had transferred the files from Chattanooga, Tennessee, because that's where I'm living at. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers gonna take out money from Mississippi and Tennessee. I said, what the fuck?
I had to go to court for that shit. Gary,
I didn't even live
in Gary. Them motherfuckers had me owing $10,000 in child support. And I'm paying up here. I went to go try to buy a car. That's how I found out. The shit was on my credit report.
Dang.
The motherfucker say, you know, you got a child support on your credit. I say, I'm paying my child support. I pay it every month. And the motherfucker flipped that screen over, dog. That shit said $10,000 from Lake County child support.
She probably like,
lying. Lying black bastard. He think he don't get a car.
Oh no, no.
Ain't saying it. It wasn't
her. She started the case in Gary. She started the case in Indiana. And then it got transferred to Minnesota. But Indiana kept charging me, even though they weren't supposed to.
Yeah, that's how they
did. I had to jump through all kind of hoops to get that shit taken off, man.
Do the same thing. I asked them motherfuckers. I said, now, let me check this out. I said, I've been paying for both states, right? Do I get some of my motherfucking money back? Because, shit, y'all ain't supposed to be taking out for one state. That lady told me, she said, no, that shit going to go throw your motherfucking shit in the ring.
Yep, that's exactly where it's going to go. Dude,
these motherfuckers got two stacks of mine right now. Two stacks. Can I have some of it back, please? Please, just give me a stack. You keep a stack, I can get a stack. They got two stacks.
Man,
two.
That shit up as a loss. You ain't getting it back.
But I'm caught up in child support.
Well,
man, I'm
going to talk it up as restitution.
It's restitution, man. Restitution for some shit that you're going to do later
fuck
on
you.
In life.
Fuck the plane.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Fuck the plane.
These are two. These are two.
And I'm good, man.
Child support, man. I'm so glad I don't got to pay that shit no more, man. I am so fucking glad, man.
You know what? And
ain't no joke.
I don't know
how much your check is. They going to get theirs first. What's left.
I think by right that if we got to do all this, that baby mama should just at least, I mean, just do something. They should be obligated to do something nice for us. Just one thing.
Just suck my dick once a year. I'm good
with
that.
Obligated to do what?
Okay, that works. Give me some head once a year, cause you,
once
what
year,
shit did you done put me through?
What? I got,
for you. I got the key. I got to take care of the kids by myself.
You ain't taking care of these kids by yourself with my goddamn money.
We all take care of the kids by ourselves if you ain't here.
Well, you dropping them off to me every weekend anyway, shit. You're dropping them off. I got to pick them up.
It don't work like that all the time.
And the kid and that money don't even take care of the kids. That money is just reimbursement to me for already being taken care of the kids.
Yeah, reimbursing my ass. You ain't did nothing.
We got a new caller. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Selena, what's up?
Selena, what's going on?
Hey, I apologize.
Y'all talking,
to you
y'all
the
talking about
the
show. People. Y'all talking about the people y'all done dealt with.
Right.
A real mother is taking care of her child anyway, whether you there or not. And I know I ain't talking about y'all per se, but there are a lot of fathers that ain't there. So pretty much, we are doing what we're supposed to do.
Well, okay.
It's the emotional stress that we have to go through.
Okay. Well, we'll do it like this. We'll do it like this. Well, the good dads should be able to get some head once a year.
Well, I'm in that category.
You still ain't getting that one. Y'all owe you nothing.
Yes, you
I'm
are.
I don't owe you shit either. You owe me because
hey,
that's
wait a minute. Hold on, y'all.
Ain't even covering half of what this fence is.
Hold on. Okay, I hear you. But Jeff, let's just play a game right here. Just imagine if that was the case, that if we did our job, no matter who you with or whatever you did, I mean, you could be married. You could be married, but the judge said, ruling for the father, all sex once a year. Can you imagine a motherfucker? you and your dude, y'all having a night out on the town and this bump. Cause see, I'd be the type of motherfucker. I will wait until y'all having a night out, and I mean, y'all just enjoying yourself. You done put some sexy lingerie on. Next thing you know, all you hear is, Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I came to get my dick sucked tonight. Hey, you look good. Hey, brother, you looking good over there. What's that? What you got on, Lagerfeld? You mind if I borrow some? I want to smell good while she's sucking on my dick. Okay, let's go.
But you know what? You know what the kick is? She can't say no because it's court order.
Yeah, that's exactly.
No,
and look, you need to go to the
court. If they take $10 off the child support, if I'm not doing that, just like they give y'all $10, $25 off if y'all put them on their insurance or y'all claim y'all get them every other weekend and y'all get discounts and shit.
No, you can't. Hold on. You can't change my scenario
you
here.
Yeah,
no,
can.
You got to be such
a shit.
Y'all
can't change the court order.
I bought him some skates. I get his hair cut every week. Okay. They won't get
him. They won't get him. You pay me the motherfucker bill right now. Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm
pressing time to fight motherfuckers.
No.
I'm coming back with the police every time you say no. Huh? I'll be back.
I got to wait to my mom. She's going to bring some money back here.
I'm gonna be sitting right on your porch. In your glove compartment, so you always got it on hand. You ain't never gotta worry about forgetting it.
But can you imagine the police? I understand. This is you and your husband's anniversary. But the rules are the rules. You can't break the law.
I kick your ass.
Y'all be chopped up in their closet somewhere.
I have all kind of warrants. That's how it is.
Well, I can imagine, boy. Because see me, I'm that type of person. I would wait right to your anniversary. Show smell nice up in here. What you got up in here, Rodney? Damn. Look at that bouquet of flowers right there. Well, old time,
started.
Right. Well, you know, I don't want to ruin them. I don't want to ruin a purposely good Eve, but so you know, hey, here you go.
It's gonna take about 15 minutes. Yeah.
Right.
Hey, hey dog, you just knock on the door, be like, hey man, sorry for this, but I need to borrow your wife for a second.
Right.
Wow.
Hey, I want to read this, man. I don't want no trouble with you, dog. Hey, read this. I don't know.
Right.
I
didn't cover no trouble. I didn't cover that.
You got
no trouble.
There, we got
hey, can you imagine? Can you imagine the husband? You signed this? I was under distress. Hey, look. I mean, you don't mind if I get in the jacuzzi, do you? I mean, hey, you know. I mean, shit. It's there. Come on, Selena, baby.
What?
That'd be beautiful, man. That would be beautiful.
I could see Selena looking at me like you're a dog ass motherfucker.
Give me my knee pads, motherfucker.
You ain't shit.
There you go. If you don't want to go to jail, you better take care of your business.
Yeah, right. Shit, I'd have went for less. I wish I would. I would have all kind of work.
I mean, so what you saying? What you gonna have stipulations on there? You gotta come.
That's a good question.
Yes, hell yeah.
That's disgusting.
Well, you sure
what I'm you got to go for every pair of gym shoes I bought in that year. That's how many nuts I need. All that's court ordered. If I bought him 3 pairs of gym shoes that year, that's how long you got to go for.
Hey, but now, all right, fellas, let's just hit let's get the flip side of this. Let's just say it was your girl. Now he done took you in the room, and all you hear is
shit.
What you gonna do, dog?
You gonna tear that?
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. This is exactly what I'm going to do. If that shit happened to me, I'd be like, I don't give a fuck what Judge Mathis said. They jumping off in my house.
Yeah, going
both of y'all going to be in jail.
Yeah, right. I'm going to jail.
Hey, but it won't be no
knock on my door talking about, man.
It won't be no school tonight, though.
Well, if she stops you and be like, you know what, fuck it. You know what, babe? Don't even worry about it. I'll handle him, but you ain't no worth going to jail.
He ain't worth it, baby.
Don't
he ain't worth it.
Me and you got a problem.
It ain't going to take but 3 minutes anyway. He ain't like you, boo. Talk your ass
right
up.
You sitting in the room, man, butt ass naked. It's your anniversary. She in there with her baby daddy. You sitting on the couch, butt naked. Wait.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you like this right before I go in the room. I'm gonna turn back and look at you.
You'll be a well fucked bitch when I turn you loose.
That's horrible.
Man, I'm tearing that motherfucking house up, man. I'm tearing that motherfucker up. That bitch is burning down that night.
Oh man.
Fuck that. I'm going to spend my anniversary.
Yeah.
Hell, your kid going to grow up without a daddy. Not on the anniversary. Come on now. I can accept. Man, you got 364 days. You got to pick this one?
No.
Yeah. I'm picking that one.
Well, he come on his birthday.
Oh, that's real fucked up.
Singing a happy birthday song. My birthday.
No shoulder. It's your birthday. We gonna party like it's your birthday.
And then you know he gonna pull up with genuine so anxious on. Kill everybody.
I'm so anxious. Oh boy. That's fucked up. That's so anxious. They got his baby head laid down. He ready to go to work. Even, hey. I mean, come on now. I mean, dog. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm with you, dog. Because you're not even coming in that house. Bitch, you going to jail today because you ain't doing it.
Hey, man, there's going to be some furniture moving up in that motherfucker, man.
Hey, man, just
like going to go through with it.
Hey, just about it. And the motherfucker be so nice. Hey, how's it going, Tom? Okay, how's it going? Hey, fellas. Hey, you mind I get one of the beers? Man, I'm finna kill this sub bitch tonight. Man, that would be some shit, wouldn't it, though?
I'm gonna write my congressman, man. They should make that a law. I bet you ain't no motherfucker did no shit like that, dog. I'm gonna write a motherfucker, man, just to see what happens.
Motherfucker, and you get that one day out the year. One day. Damn, that's fucked up. You would've got dressed. I left work early. I went and got my outfit, got my hair cut, got my beard all shaved up. Who the fuck is at the door? Hey, how you doing now, brother? Hey, you ready?
No.
It's your birthday, dog. I didn't even know that. Hey, blow out the candle. Make a wish. I'm about to.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, you know she changed. The older you get, the motherfucker don't look the same no more. And she might have did it the first few years because you still look the same. Mm-hmm. Your ass changed. She's like, fuck this shit. I ain't doing this shit, no
more. Where that gray hair come from?
Then I got to hit you with that off that next Friday. Oh, shut up, bitch. I know somebody didn't like it.
Oh, man.
That's about, man, and that's really even more fucked up. I didn't let myself go, pop belly.
Exactly.
I'm in that holler, surfboard.
Yeah, I have a warrant.
I'm going to tell you, if I was on the other end, I'd be like, so what, you want me to come bail you out? I'm just gonna go and do it so he can shut the fuck up. No, because he might shut the fuck up, but now I'm gonna start talking. You in that butt booty ass nigga, he up in there just woo. God damn, girl, you ain't something like this since '87.
Oh my god.
No, it's going to be some problems, bro. It's going to be some problems in the house that night. Somebody ain't walking out.
Hey, and I just imagine he done came out the room. He look at you and he say some shit to you like this.
That's how we play as row.
Don't walk out the
house. Oh, yeah, no.
That mother gonna get his ass tore that night, dog. That's gonna be the best nut he ever had in his life, cause he ain't gonna get another one. Here's that motherfucker. I'm fucking his ass up. Talking about that's how we play his role.
You can't get. Well, technically,
gonna
baby,
come in and see one naked motherfucker fighting a fully clothed motherfucker. What's happening up in here?
Well, I mean, you can't get, I mean, you gotta get mad at her.
Like I said,
you couldn't explain that shit
the whole
to me.
Fucking house down.
I'm telling you, that cannot be explained to me. I don't give a fuck what you trying to say. I mean, I'm sorry, there's nothing you can say to just make me even want to hear the conversation.
I mean, he's coming to the door with nothing on but the court order. He just got the court order out his teeth.
I bet you that motherfucker don't make it past the front door.
Oh, shit.
He ain't getting past the front door.
Well, I'm sorry,
a piece of paper taped to you. You got me fucked up.
Well, Tommy, me and her talked about this last week. Now I understand that y'all need a second for me. You need a second to gel this over. Can you kind of hurry up and chilly out here? Thank you.
Yeah, we'd be on the news. House in the middle of the block just blew up for no reason. They found two bodies inside. I don't know what happened. I guess she left the gas on when a baby daddy came over. I had to run and get to the liquor store. I came back and motherfucking house blew up.
That court order started on fire.
Hey, well, sir, when we found your wife, a cock was in her mouth and you was at the store, tell us what really happened,
right,
sir.
Hey, straight up. She must have left the gas on.
Mm-hmm.
She left the gas on and he smoked, so he must have lit a cigarette. After they finished doing what they were doing, I don't know what happened.
Just imagine Selena didn't pull them by the hand. Come on, motherfucker, hurry up. He looked back at you and say some old fucked up shit.
I knocked the dust off that pussy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. That is crazy.
You know what? I got a sound bite that's going to end all of that. This is all they going to hear. Because somebody calling them boys on it. It's a fight.
I'm going to tell you the sound bite you're going to hear as he walk up with them with that cord on. Get your ass served with that goddamn show, you son of a bitch. Oh, man. Oh, no, man.
I couldn't go through that shit. I'm going to write me a motherfucker, though. I'm going to write.
We're going to make that a Sin City law, man. That's the Sin City law, dog. We're going to, when the cycle is running.
Only if you pay your child support, though.
If you're faithful paying your child support, you're in the running to get your dick sucked once a year.
Motherfuckers,
that's it. Once a year.
I don't know why y'all.
You did your choice.
We ain't never had this many motherfuckers turn themselves in. Hey, I wouldn't get paid up in the house for it.
How much I owe? I got to I need to get caught up, goddamn it. I need to get caught up.
Hey, y'all take debit card.
I got EBT. Y'all take EBT.
Right. You see. Well, what if I give y'all, let's see, I owe, what, $80 a week? Well, I give you $160 in stamps. Would that work? Please, just work with
me. Don't forget the crib. Counting down this calendar. Will I be caught up on December 12th? This is January 3rd.
December 12th,
completely.
23rd, and on the 13th, she gonna be sucking the shit out my dick. Oh yes, boy, you women will go.
Saying they shit faithfully,
man.
Maybe
do you
y'all
know how many
motherfucker that?
You know how many motherfucking? You know how many motherfucking men have come up missing behind women? Just a rash of murders. I'm not sucking this dick. I don't get what you say. What?
I'm just gonna go with the police. You can't deny me. This is my rights. I got rights as a father. Goddamn, this is one of my father's rights.
And fuck the police too. Fuck y'all. You drag me the fuck up out of there. Whatever the fuck y'all gonna do, shit.
I'll be that black woman on the grass.
Take her ass to jail. Take her to jail.
Take her home. Shit. There ain't shit no way. Shit wrong.
Right. You know it's always that motherfucker in the grass. Take him to jail. Take him.
Right. Girl, you better off without him anyway. All right.
I got a court order.
Then you looking at your kid. Why mommy going to jail? So she just didn't want to cooperate.
Nope. She broke the law.
She broke the law.
Make sure you always obey the law. Your mama broke the law, that's why she's going to jail. And she can't get out until she fixes it. You can't even get out until you go down.
Can you imagine the horror that your kids will have to go through, though? Yeah, hey, you got to get to school. Yeah, you know little Ray Ray mama went to jail because she ain't suck dick.
Nah, it's going to be the mama. Mom, dad on the phone?
Tell him I ain't here. I'm not here. Tell him I'm not here. I'm at work. Tell him I'm at work.
Hey, you see, Lil Ray get to school with the new Jordans on. I know what your mama did.
That bitch gonna go AWOL, baby. Before you ain't gonna pass. The whole house gonna be pitch black.
Yeah, it's gonna be an Amber Alert in this bitch.
Hell yeah, shit. I'm putting it right on Facebook.
She looking for
her. She looking for her. She's considered armed and dangerous. But what did she do?
Right.
Not sucking dick. Oh, that's the worst kind of criminal.
She's going to be like that girl y'all be at that prank on. Kids in the background. Mama, please.
Yeah. I'm a Christian. I really don't be doing this.
Really? I don't care what nobody say, man. That was the best one to me. That one was, it was so real and so raw, man. Oh, man. I did not expect her to react like that. I was just bullshitting. That one was real. That shit was raw as hell. Matter of fact, I'm going to upload that motherfucker. We're going to play that bitch on Tuesday. I'm going to find it. We're going to. Bitch on Tuesday. Everybody make sure they call on Tuesday so they can hear that prank.
Yeah, that was one of the ones go down in history. You like, she say, take my kids, man. And I'm going to tell you, them kids, if you ain't nobody, you swear them kids been in the system before. Because when she said, take my kids, them kids was like, Mama, tell where the bitch at. Come tell her. Them kids be rusted, boy.
You like, be quiet. I can't hear.
I just be quiet. Be quiet. I can't hear. They gonna take the kids. Hey, did you hear a husband? Did you hear a husband in the background? Hang up the phone. Just hang up the phone.
Oh, man.
Man,
I gotta go find it, man.
I think we scare her the most, but I think we piss Rabina off the most. Well, she thought that 5 stacks was getting took. She thought she was gonna get $30-something. I'll fucking say, I need to speak to your boss right now. She say, I know what this is about. Hell yeah, she, man, that right there, she'd have gave that motherfucker up. If we'd have said he was wanted for murder, yeah, he right there on 6th and Buchanan. You can go get him right now. Motherfucker, go get these motherfuckers, take my $5,000. Shit, we know
she was
another,
like, she was ready to fight that shit, boy. She was like, look, I know what you're about to say. But those are his debts. I'm like, but y'all married. Y'all take on each other's debts. He was like, no, wait a minute now. Hold on.
No. We're telling that he's $5,000 in debt. Where did that number come from?
I'm sorry, man, but we taking all your taxes. You going to get like $37, like 12 cents. She was like, wait a minute, hold on. Let me talk to your boss. I'm like, all right, hold on. I put him on the phone, but we still taking your shit.
She asked you for your ID. She asked somebody for their ID number. Y'all just made some shit up.
Made some numbers up. I just made some shit up.
Oh, goodness.
If she'd have put it together, it would have been a phone number.
Right.
She caught me off guard with that ID shit. I wasn't prepared for that. What's your ID number? I'm like, my ID? D726345. I didn't know what to say.
But that damn.
Man. But your auntie, though, what was your auntie, your cousin, the one that was the deacon at the church? She straight cussed out.
She said, you motherfuckers ain't finna do this.
It's supposed to be the deacon at the church.
Nah, man, that's the one I wish we could find.
No, we did that one live. That was that.
I know. I said I wish I could go back to the archive show and find that one.
Oh yeah, that shit was funny. C straight cuss. I'm like, ain't you the deacon? C straight cuss me out. Ooh man, we got to get the pranks back, man. We should do a live prank, dog. I got one too. I'm gonna holler at you. I'm gonna holler at you, man. We gonna set this shit up, dog.
Hey, I got something to say before y'all get off the air, because I know we're getting ready to get off the air in a minute. But I'm affiliated with this motorcycle club. I'm getting ready to join Immortal Souls, but like affiliated of ours, 317 Riders is throwing a party April 25th, and I got tickets, man. It's gonna be like the theme is like Soul Train theme. It's gonna be at the Tender Armory downtown. For all my peeps that live in Indianapolis, if you want to party.
No, it's not. It's at the National Guard Army on Westmore Minnesota.
Yeah, so Minnesota. You right. You sure. I thought it was at the Tender Armory. Where I got tickets.
How the hell you going to promote some shit and you don't even know what the hell you promote?
I thought it was at the Tender Armory. It is on Minnesota. You right. It is on Minnesota. It sure is. But I got tickets to it, though.
I'm the only motherfucker standing out there talking about when they going to open the door.
Hey, but you ain't the only one, because I'd be out there, too, waiting to see what that motherfucker over there got tickets.
Hey, you know what?
These motherfuckers out there with tickets.
Drew, I'm on your side now. This what you do next time. You tell the baby doll, you overstepping your bounds a little bit now. You don't.
Oh, no, she good. I'm glad she corrected me, because she right, though. She damn so right, because I had said it wrong.
She sitting there like, I told him to right run. Damn. Pull me to the side.
Whoever that was.
Right, got me out there.
I'm
out there in my best suit. I got my best suit on, my cowboy boots.
Yeah, right. Got the Soul Train theme on and you way down the street.
You got my ass off.
I'll be there. And if anybody want to go, I got tickets. You know what I'm saying? They only $10 a ticket.
Okay, that's what's up.
Hey, man, you better check with Mia first, dog, before you go ahead and leave the crib.
She's going to be right there with me. She's going, too.
No, I'm talking to him. Hey, dog, before you go rolling with this motherfucker, you check with Mia first, man. Make sure you got the right address.
Yeah,
promoting the wrong shit.
You going to fuck around and have us at the motherfucking nun convention. What the fuck is that?
The 317 boys are going to be rolling looking for, hey, where y'all boy Drew at? Gave up the wrong address.
We had
that
the fucking
money we lost?
We had the Ku Klux Klan convention. Oh, shit, Drew. Thanks a lot, Drew.
Now, that's my bad, man. I've been drinking, my bad.
This motherfucker promoting the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah.
Instead of Immortal Souls. We had a clown rap.
Excuse me for my light skin side. Yeah, this your light skin didn't work shit for us.
Right. Shit. I'm sure be like, put your light skin ass up there in the front.
Hey, I'd be like little Easy. Remember that Dre Day video? Easy, you walked in the club, the wrong club, and turn around and run.
Hauling ass up out of there.
That be me. This motherfucker that got me at a Klan rally. You gonna be the talk of Sin City the next day, bro. I'm telling you that right now.
Are you the guest speaker?
Hey, Drew call in? Yeah, I got something to say to that motherfucker. Let me know when you call.
All right, y'all. We got to get the hell up out of here, boy. You motherfuckers are crazy. We. Damn. Only in Sin City can you see some shit like that. But we will try to make that law. We will try to get that law passed, Drew. I think
I'm going to write my congressman for real. I'm going to email that motherfucker tomorrow.
Hell yeah. All right, Drew, you got any last words for us?
For me?
Yeah.
Nah, man. Good show, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see y'all next week.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Mia, you got any last words for us?
It was nice laughing at you guys on Sin City Radio. Be back next week.
That's what's happening. That's what's happening. Janine, what you got for
us? I have fun. I would not go into a clear round and doing some shit like Dave Chappelle did.
That's right. Yeah, all right. That's right. Kill that nigga. That's right.
What?
Blind ass black queen.
Suck the shit out of them.
you suck the shit out of my
strange fruit. Strange fruit. Hanging from the tree, y'all. Got some strange fruit out here. Downtown Indianapolis. Got ass hanging from that pacer sign.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. All right, dog, what you got for us?
Man, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. CincyRadioShow.com.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Coming real soon. Coming real soon. We got to get it going on. And like I said, my man, he's going to write his congressman. Drew, me and you going to get down here. We're going to promote this. Suck your baby daddy dick day.
Sound like a plan to me.
Hey,
yeah, that don't sound like a plan. But I always think about it. I don't want my baby mom to suck my dick.
All right. We like.
Hey, man, we need to push and get that shit on the ballot, dog. Let's get it on the ballot.
Hey, dog.
You know
what? Five, your shit over.
Yeah,
you been saying that?
No. She in the arrear. She's in the arrear. So she owed me 18.
You done with your child support?
No. Mm-mm. She in the arrears.
Look for the t-shirts coming soon. Suck your baby daddy dick day. Sin City. Oh, I think I'm going to make one of them tonight. I'm going to get to work on that, man.
That's what's up.
All right, y'all. Next week, same bad time, same bad channel. Y'all know how we do it. We up this bitch. Peace.